You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, do you have faith like Nehemiah? Do you really, please have faith like Nehemiah? The answer to our problems is given to us all over the Bible. Basically, it's repent, quit sinning, and God will intervene. But, you know, we started in reading the first 11 verses in Nehemiah chapter 1, and that's the solution. Quit looking to the politicians. They come and go. Guess what? They all lie. Some lie a lot worse than others, but they all lie, and they come and go, and the politicians aren't going to save you. God will. He promises us. It's really simple. Keep His commandments, obey Him, and then He will allow us into a covenant relationship with us, with Him, and He'll fight the battle for us. So there's people out there in East Tennessee, they mock us today. They point their finger and laugh. They find fault because they're living in rebellion against God. They don't want to change. They laugh and say, oh, it's such a small effort. And they say nothing can come of it. If we remain faithful to God, nothing is impossible. The Christians out there that laugh at us, they're the modern Sanballats and Tobias today. Most people don't know who that is. I'm going to show you. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, and he was furious and very indignant, got tongue-tied there, and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren, and the army of Samaria, and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, whatever they build, even if a fox goes on it, he will break down their stone wall. So that's what they think. Oh, it's going to happen, not going to come to anything. Well, Satan rewards his servants, and they got their temples and their places of worship dedicated to Satan, and they don't even know it. They put their steeples on the roof and give God the finger. That steeple is a phallic symbol. Go check it out. If you don't believe me, go check it out. It's the truth. And yes, there are some ministers that even know that. And they've been asked the question, why do you have that phallic symbol on your roof? And they said, well, that's what the people expect. Well, you know, I won't. It's not safe to enter into a place that's dedicated to Satan and has flying his flag on the roof of it. So, the people in Nehemiah's time, Nehemiah was the first one. He got down on his knees. He repented. He asked for forgiveness for sinning. That's all we got to do. Ask for forgiveness for sinning. People say, well, I'm not sinning. Well, if you're not keeping the Sabbath, the fourth commandment. Folks, the fourth commandment, you're sinning. I'm sorry. If somebody's cheating on their spouse, and even if they don't know that it's against the law, thou shalt not commit adultery, even if they don't know that, they're still committing adultery and they're still sinning whether they know it or not. Quit sinning, please. Accept God's covenant and obey. Come on down to the church.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.